Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Can use some exotic booze, there's a bar.
Well, thanks for joining us this hour. There are a couple of things I wanted to talk about yesterday, and I didn't get to it. I wanted to talk about earlier today, and I didn't get to it, so I'm going to get to it now. And you know, you need to go to sabrams.com, where you'll find every show archived and all the show notes and whatnot, and click over to Travelers 411, check out the directory, the forums, the podcasts. Now, all right, we got that homework behind us. Let me move on. We're going to take a quick little message, and then I want to shoot for what I need to share with you right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get ready for another exciting season at Symphony Hall in Boston. Tickets are on sale at bso.org or by calling 888-266-1200.
I have long believed, and I'm talking long, I'm going to say since my first trip to Europe, which was decades ago, that Americans become Americans when they leave the country. Because if you stood on a corner in any town or city with your little clipboard in hand and you surveyed people walking by and you said to them as they approached, would you mind sharing with me what your nationality is? And what you're going to hear is Italian, German, Dutch, Portuguese, various places in the Caribbean, Canadian, Chinese, Indian. And then if your next question is, how long have you lived in the U.S., you may hear, oh, I was born here. I've lived here all my life. Oh, well, how long did you live in the country you just mentioned? Oh, actually, I've never even been there. Do you speak the language that would be spoken if you lived in that country? And well, no, not much. Understand a little, maybe, from my grandmother or my great. When did your family come to the U.S.? And you'll hear numbers that go back hundreds of years. So when you go abroad and you are, let's say, an Italian-American, which is how you describe yourself or think of yourself, and you get to any country, and particularly if you're in a European country, and people ask you, what is your nationality? And you say, I'm Italian. Wow, you speak perfect English. Where did you learn your English? Oh, in the U.S., so where in Italy were you born? Oh, no, I wasn't born in Italy. Well, how long did you live in Italy? Oh, actually, on this trip, we're going to Italy for the first time. We're just passing through on our way to get there. You're going to find out that people are going to tell you, you're not Italian. You're American. And it takes leaving America to find that out. Because if anybody approached you this one hypothetical person we're talking about right now and said, what's your nationality? You'd say Italian. Or French or German or Hispanic from some particular place in the Caribbean or somewhere, or Spanish, because, and there's a difference between being Spanish and being Hispanic in terms of where your roots are. But I always found it, I don't know, befuddling. Had you asked my mother what her nationality was, she would have told you she's American. And she was. She was born in Baltimore. And my family's roots in this country go back more than 150 years. And it's not like we have completely lost touch with who was born where and where they came from. But I was watching a commercial for one of those companies that likes to trace your genealogy to find out from whence your family comes. And that's what prompted this, because there's a woman in this commercial who says, well, I did this genealogical search and I found out that I'm from everywhere. And they show you a map of the world and there's little dots or colors or whatever to indicate, you know, Africa, Europe, I don't know, North America, South America, wherever. It's just colors or dots all over the place. So now when I get a form and it asks your, you know, your nationality, I check other. That really disturbs me, because I'm going to guess this woman, with all of her background checking, was born in the United States, and she's an American. And what she should be checking is that she's an American. It's a kind of strangeness, don't you think? I mean, it's wonderful to have cultural roots someplace fascinating, and most places are. Even places you don't even know exist, when you find out about them, they are fascinating. The people are fascinating. The culture is fascinating. The differences are fascinating. And, of course, where there are more similarities than there are differences when it comes down to it. But I think we have a confusion among people whose families were in America when they were born, and maybe parents, grandparents, great-grandparents were born here as well, and they still don't think of themselves as American. They think of themselves as whatever the dominant country was in their background. And I say dominant country because often mother came from here, or grandmother came from here, grandfather came from there. I mean, there's a lot of Irish-German marriages. So do the people think of themselves as Irish or German? And that really depends on, you know, just family dynamic. So if you were born in the U.S., think of yourself as American. Because what's going to happen when you leave the country and somebody asks where you're, you know, what your nationality is, you're going to have a tough time explaining why you consider yourself a nationality from a nation you've never lived in, weren't born in, don't speak the language of. It's just kind of a funny approach. And that commercial bothers me. I'll tell you another commercial that bothers me. There's a commercial for learning languages. And the product may be a very good product. In fact, I would love to have this company as a sponsor, because I think we should have a sponsor of somebody that teaches people languages. We talk about going to all kinds of places all over the world. Wouldn't it make sense to give a little demo lesson with every destination we talk about and direct people to a place you can have confidence in to learn a language from? so that when you get there, you have a heightened level of experience because you actually understand some of what's going on around you. It doesn't all have to be reinterpreted for you. But there's a commercial for Go Learn a Language that says, do you know how people in Europe, you know, Europeans all speak many different languages? It's because they use our product. Can I tell you why Europeans speak so many languages? And it's true long before this product ever came to your attention or my attention. They speak many languages because when you go to Europe, it's like going to New England. You know, you're in New York, and when you get into Connecticut, you're in New England. And you drive a little bit, and you're in Rhode Island. And you drive a little more, and you're in Massachusetts. And you drive a little more, and if you zigzag, you'll be in both Vermont and then New Hampshire and then Maine. And so to get from New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine. That's seven states. Now take that map and superimpose it over Europe. And you could do the same thing in Europe by train or by car, depending if you're in the areas where the mountains are that would take longer or whatever. But you could get on a train and go through seven countries in no time, each speaking a different language. So if you lived in those in any one of those European nations or Eastern European nations, you're crossing borders all the time. I mean, your favorite bakery may be in the next state or the next country. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
Tickets are now on sale for Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts at historic Symphony Hall in Boston. Conductor Andras Nelsons returns for his fifth season to lead the Boston Symphony, one of the world's great orchestras in timeless music, ranging from breathtaking symphonies to choral masterpieces and contemporary favorites. This season, thrilled to the works of Beethoven, Stravinsky, Haydn, Tchaikovsky, Copland, and more. Become a new BSO subscriber or renew your subscription series. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200. That's 888-266-1200. Or visit bso.org. Season sponsors Bank of America and Takeda Pharmaceuticals.
Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, writer-in-residence at a wine and cheese reception hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will introduce her novel, Rumors, read an excerpt, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring or buy copies at the event. You won't want to miss this experience at the Betsy Writers Room to munch and meander through Rumors, a novel of conspiracy, secrets, lies, love, lust, and intrigue wrapped up in rumors. November 8th, 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, beginning December 6th. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200 or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak. The historic Great Dome car is here, traveling between Albany, New York, and Montreal. Experience panoramic views this fall foliage season. And take 15% off your adventure at Amtrak.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, finishing up on my thoughts in the last segment, when you are living in particularly Europe, which is what this pointed conversation or statement was about, for a company that has a program for learning foreign language. And their point was that people, do you know why people speak so many languages in Europe? It's because of our product. And I'm sure today lots of people are using it, and that's wonderful. And I'm glad that it works. At least they say it works, and why should I not believe them? But the reality is, the reason that people in Europe speak so many languages is that they travel. Like, we travel from one state to another. Every time they cross a border, they're not in another state. They're in a different country with a different language. And it's because people are interfacing with one another, it becomes easy and also necessary to speak the language of the neighboring country. So, I mean, my grandmother, who grew up in America, arriving at the age of two, spoke seven languages because that's what they spoke in the house and what the neighbors spoke. So just because of the people living around them, she spoke seven languages and perfect American English. And that's what happens when you're living in a place. So if you want to know the best way to learn a language, go to the country where it's spoken and hang out a lot. That's really the best way. And I have on the line at the moment somebody who does a lot of traveling to a lot of places, both domestic and internationally. He is Gary LeBlanc. He is the founder and president of a company called Mercy Chefs. And they are based in Portsmouth, Virginia, but you will often find him and his compatriots traveling to some destination where life is stressful. And they make themselves available to prepare and present and provide to those who are suffering with some catastrophic situation truly gourmet food, which has got to be, I mean, it's enough to just get food when there's been an earthquake, a flood, a tornado, a hurricane, some condition that has made life very difficult. To get food at all is a great thing. To get food that's prepared by gourmet chefs, now you're talking. And what a blessing for those people. And I am sure in many ways, you know, a very special gift in the life of the chefs involved, because they have to, you know, it's one thing to feel really successful because of what you do, but when what you are doing is such a special benevolent treat for the people you're doing it for, that has to give you some very strong satisfaction as well. And we're going to learn more about that because we're lucky enough to have Gary LeBlanc on the line with me. Is your family French-Canadian?
No, Cajun family from South Louisiana.
I have a very dear friend whose maiden name is LeBlanc, and they are from the Acadia area of Canada. So somewhere you're probably related.
We'll claim her as family.
Yeah, well, that's a lovely thing. And she knows all about gourmet eating, so you're somebody she'd want to know for sure. How did you get into what you do today? When did you found this company, Gary?
We were founded in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. I went to college in New Orleans and then started in the hotel and restaurant business and spent 20 or 30 years there.
Where did you work when you were in Louisiana?
Yeah, in New Orleans, I worked at the Monteleon and Commander's Palace and Mr. B's and got the very best education you could possibly get in hospitality and culinary arts.
I'll bet.
And was living in Virginia when Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans and realized that I needed to do something to help. So I went down and volunteered with other groups, but was really appalled at the quality of food. And anybody that helps, I think God bless them, but I thought there was a better way that you could feed people in the aftermath of a disaster.
And so what'd you do?
Founded Mercy Chefs 9 months after Katrina, dedicated to feeding high-quality, handcrafted chef-prepared meals in national emergencies and natural disasters. And we've been at it now for 12 years, and we're coming up on our 2 millionth meal.
Wow. How many chefs are involved?
We have 3 chefs on staff, but it's the volunteer chefs that make this really happen. We have chefs that are working with us right now in Wilmington and Fayetteville, North Carolina, that have come in from Texas and Illinois and Virginia and Florida and West Virginia, and with more coming every day from around the country to help.
I have to look up this fellow's name, and I'm going to do that right now while we're talking. Okay, I'm spelling it wrong, but God bless Google. It's giving it to me right. Did you mean? Do you know a fellow named Mario Lohninger? L-O-H-N-I-N-G-E-R, Lohninger?
I don't think Lohninger? I do.
He was a chef at a restaurant near the Twin Towers. And you may recall the stories, without remembering his name particularly, that place prepared 25,000 meals a day. Can you imagine? They were serving breakfast, lunch, dinners, snacks to the first responders, to the people in the neighborhood who didn't move away. And that went on for 3 months. And the guy who owned the restaurant in the building, he didn't own the building. The guy who owned the restaurant had to pay the landlord what he expected monthly in rent. They did all this thing, everything they did as a charitable donation. They were getting a lot of food from Colorado and New Jersey and other farmland states in between that were sending product to them. But nonetheless, the guy had expenses, and after 3 months, he went bust. And Mario went back to, he's Austrian, but he went to Germany where his parents were living, and they own Lohninger's restaurant in Frankfurt. If you're going to Frankfurt, people, go eat there. And he's a partner in Holbein's restaurant in the museum whose name I can't remember. I think it's called the Stade Museum, S-T-A-D-E. It's right on the river there, on the Main River. It's a little skinny river at that point. And so the Holbein restaurant inside the Stade Museum, and down the street, Lohninger's restaurant. And that was the first time I met a chef who was involved in really making a difference in people's lives in a post-disaster story. I got to get you two guys together. I want you to know one another. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Be worth a trip to Frankfurt to meet him, by the way. Maybe we can get him to come over and meet you.
Any excuse for me to go to Frankfurt, I'm going to take.
Well, we're going to work that one out. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Gary LeBlanc, founder and president of Mercy Chefs. Don't leave him. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
Biz Talk Radio.
Boy from Tacuarembala, Tumba del Fuego, Santa Malika, Zacatecas, Lo Hondo del Sol y Cruz.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
In April of 2011, I visited with Gabe Jaramillo, who has trained, coached every major tennis star you can think of. And what a joy to pick his interview for our 625th show and start of our 13th year.
Well, it's clear that Club Med is about experiences. And it's about experiences that have life value, not just vacation for the moment value. And as a result of the focus on excellence in terms of the experiences that are offered, they're offered by people who are serious about what they do and serious about what they know. And it is a privilege and honor for me to introduce you to Gabe Jaramillo, who is the head person when it relates to the tennis academies. He is the director of the tennis academies, and we are here speaking in his office at Club Med Sandpiper Bay in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Very easy to get to, by the way. Very close to Palm Beach, West Palm Beach Airport, about an hour and a half from Fort Lauderdale Airport, and would add another 45 minutes to an hour if you flew into Miami. So unless you had a burning need to be in Miami, you'd probably want to fly into West Palm or into Fort Lauderdale. And of course, you've eliminated the whole question about passports and immigration lines and all that jazz. When you can have a tropical experience right here in Florida. Gabe, thank you so much for joining us. You know, it's I don't know where to start with you, because we need to talk about what it is that Club Med offers in its tennis academies, what you offer here at Sandpiper Bay. But I think we have to back up and start with where you have come from and come through. And we begin with you and your Australian hat. So let's talk about that first.
Well, first of all, Stephanie, thank you very much for having me on your show. It's really a pleasure and honor to meet you and to be in your show. The Australian hat is an interesting story. Jim Courier, number one player in the world, won the Australian Open years ago. And what the Australian used to do is used to give the hat as a present to the winner. Well, he didn't like the hat, so he gave it to me. And I wore it proudly on the court, and I've been wearing the hats ever since. And I love my Acura.
Well, I guess when you're out in the sun a lot, it gives you a lot of protection.
30 years in this Florida sun, you need it.
Well, how do you play? You don't play tennis with that on.
I do.
You're kidding, really?
I do. You get used to it. It's my trademark.
It really is. All you're missing is the boots. And a kangaroo or a koala bear following you around. Now, you have been associated with coaching some great names in tennis. Can you mention some of them? Because we love dropping names around here.
No, I've been very lucky. I was able to coach Andre Agassi, Monica Seles, Jim Courier, Pete Sampras, Sharapova, Kournikova, and the list goes on. So I've been very fortunate.
How did that happen?
I used to work with Nibbo Lettieri. I was his right-hand man. I was the director of the academy for 30 years. And I was the traveling, when I did play used to travel, I was the one who went on the road with them. And I also was in charge of their program. I was in charge of the program, not for 1 year or 2 years, but I basically wrote the program 5 years at a time.
Wow.
So it was a beautiful experience.
Well, how do you write a five-year program for someone?
For example, when a student comes here at 13 years old, their goal is to play professional tennis. So there are certain steps that they have to take, certain tournaments that they have to play, and certain goals that they have to meet. And that's what we do. We schedule every student that comes here has a roadmap for 5 years. And, you know, we tweak it on the way.
I had the pleasure of being able to see your tennis courts for young people, which are smaller, and then your regulation size tennis courts. And someone pointed and said, you see those buildings, that's where the students live.
That's correct.
So you have people that have come not only from all over the country, but around the world, who stay here year round.
Right. The first course that you saw are for kids 2, 3, 4 years old. And we have a very, very good program for them. This is a French method, very well coordinated. The kids really love it. The clay courts that you see in front are more for the adults. And the hard courts in the back are more for the juniors. So we have the courts for everybody. We have the rooms right across the tennis courts. Then they have a view over the water. So nobody has those facilities for the students, for students that board. Now we have 63 boarding students. They come from 27 different countries. But if you look at the flags, Oman, I mean, you don't expect Vietnam, you know, you don't expect kids to play or to come from those countries to be able to come to an academy like this, but they do. And they all come with the same goal. They all come with the goals to be professional tennis players.
What's the age of the youngest?
12 years old. That lives boarding here is 12 years old from Japan. And she came about 3 months ago, didn't speak a word of English. And it's incredible how fast the kids learn the language.
The parents send them ahead, or they come and stay here as well, or what?
No, the parents send them. The parents, most of the time they come, they drop them off, they stay here for about a week. They find the facilities very good, the people are very friendly, and they go home. For example, Mayuka, that's her name, she lives in Japan. After all these problems in Japan with the tsunami and all that, we were very concerned. We talked to the parents are doing well, and they're very happy that she's here, and
she's
not in that mess over there.
Of course, it's a much more stable situation
for
her.
And our youngest student in the non-boarding program is 7 years old.
Wow.
That come, is a regular student. And on top of it, we have the adults that come, you know, for a week at a time. And we have different programs for them. We have a program where at 8 o'clock in the morning, we start with the advanced, and 9 o'clock with the medium players, intermediate, and at 10 o'clock with the beginners. The interesting part about that program is everybody thinks they are advanced. So it's a challenge for us.
I used to like to say that average is the point above which all parents think their children stand.
Oh, that is so true. That is a great saying. I need to write it and put it on my wall.
One day I'll needle point it and I'll send it to you in a pillow.
I would love to put it on my wall.
Yes. I'm kind of fascinated by the concept of kids who are so goal-oriented that they already know they want to be professional tennis players and that they choose to come to Club Med Sandpiper Bay in Port St. Lucie, Florida to live here in basically dormitory style.
Yes.
And are they here for a 12-month basis?
The regular time is 9 months out of the year that they are here. And the average is 3 years that they stay.
And so during these 9 months, how does their schooling take place?
It is great.
I hope so, because I don't want to hear them playing tennis for 9 months
else. To give you an idea, the number one and two players from Harvard are my students. The number one, number two from Brown is my student. The number one from Princeton is my student. And we have a player here today that is 20 in the world, in the juniors. She's 350 in the professionals. But she decided not to play professional tennis. She wants to go to Duke. She got a scholarship to go to Duke. So they can do both. The whole idea is that they need to have an education. The education has to be as strong as the tennis. If they are not performing in the school, they cannot go to the tennis court. And at the same time, they have a backup. If they cannot make us professional players, they can go to school with a very good scholarship, play tennis for the school, and keep in their mind that maybe later on, if they cannot make it now, they can make it later as professional players.
And who does the schooling?
We have two schools, one that is 5 minutes away and another one that is right on top, right on top of my office. And they do a lot of the school that they do today is online. I think it's the future of education anyway. And all this, the students that I'm telling you
about.
Oh, well,
that sure beats the heck out of having a teacher who hates you.
Right.
I mean, I like that one.
And a lot of it is one-on-one. And most of the kids here are one-on-one. They do an online,
well, yeah.
They have a tutor right behind them.
Yeah,
so the education level is very high.
Well, yeah. Anybody that's going into tennis is somebody that is focused on individual sports. My son was someone who thrived on individual sports.
What sport did he practice?
Whatever he did, if it was bike, riding his bike, or it was skiing, or whatever it was an individual sport. He didn't do well in teams.
And the kids that perform better individually.
Eagles don't flock.
Right.
So, I find the whole subject fascinating, and it's clearly, you guys know exactly what you're doing. Every time I see somebody out on a tennis court in a tournament, and I hear the name of who this fabulous athlete is, it always brings me back to Gabe Jaramillo, who was at some point, or still is, their coach. And we're going to go off next to talk with somebody who's a coach in a kitchen, the executive chef at the Fairmont Royal York Hotel in Toronto.
And we're doing all this on the 12th anniversary of Travel with 70 Abrams.
Can you believe it?
So clannish, quiet. When I speak, does he vanish? I wish I understood.
Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car starts service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Board the Adirondack between New York City's Penn Station to connect with the Dome Car in Albany. Experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage with upper-level windows on all sides and skyward, providing panoramic views of tree colors, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain, and the Adirondack Mountains. Dome Car seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Take advantage of the available 15% discount off regular full adult fares starting at $53 one way. And one child with a paid adult passenger receives a 50% discount. Reserve now at Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com to reserve your seat on Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Starting service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog and at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're talking with Gary LeBlanc, founder and president of Mercy Chefs, an organization that goes to areas suffering from disasters and provides handcrafted food. You understand the difference, because you know when the Army Corps of Engineers or whoever it is who shows up with the bottled water and the package this and that, you're getting probably nothing that's going to kill you. But it's not going to be memorable, and it's going to be processed, prepackaged, whatever. You're talking about creating food basically from scratch the way you would if you went out to a restaurant or somebody's home. And you talked about how you currently have two kitchen stations set up, one in Wilmington and the other in Fayetteville, North Carolina, to help the folks that are there. How does that work? What do you do? You have portable kitchen units that you ship in?
Yeah, we have three mobile kitchens right now, and they are all specifically designed for what we do. They have constant run onboard diesel generators. We have our own water purification units, and we have commercial grade kitchen equipment on the inside that's been designed to produce the maximum capacity of food and the smallest square footage.
Wow. So I understand you have gone places like Haiti. Is that true?
Yes. Haiti was one of our first overseas adventures. And
so how do you manage the kitchen story when you're going far away?
We build a kitchen.
Wow.
And in Haiti, we built kitchens and equipped them and then trained Haitian folks on how to operate the kitchens and support American volunteer teams. So we're proud to say it's been a long-term investment in Haiti that's paid off. We still have five Haitian women that are making a living out of one of the kitchens that we built and set up down there, and still supporting American teams that are over in Haiti doing great work in medical missions.
Where else have you gone besides Haiti and North Carolina and New Orleans?
Well, everywhere in the country. We were just in Redding for the wildfires. We've been in 20 states here in the mainland.
That's Redding, California.
Pardon me?
That's Redding, California, R-E-D-D,
yeah.
Right? Because there's a Redding, Pennsylvania, R-E-A-D. Yeah, okay, Redding, California. Actually know some people out there. I have to check
on
them.
Yeah, the wildfires were horrible. So we've been all over the country for every disaster here, but we've been in the Philippines, we've been in Nepal, we've been in Guatemala. We have a lot of work still going on in the American territory of Puerto Rico. We've been in Zimbabwe and Ghana.
Wow. Wow. There must be different challenges. I mean, you have to be somewhat flexible, I would think, and inventive and creative to solve problems that you didn't expect in going to these different destinations. I mean, one size doesn't fit all, does it?
No, and we have to be very flexible, and it's always a challenge. And a lot of it is trying not to do it our way, but being able to really look at what's happening, especially in an overseas location, and find out what's going to be the greatest benefit to them, not just what's easy or familiar to us.
Well, I don't know that meatloaf and mashed potatoes is going to go over in Nepal the way it would in North Carolina. So
absolutely doesn't. So that's where our professional chefs come in that are trained in international cuisine and work. So it's a great advantage to have that very talented team that we have.
And in addition to that, how do you find the chefs locally to come in and volunteer their time? Because, I mean, I can't see three guys or a mixture of guys and women. Although, when you're from the Northeast, I heard somebody correct somebody today on radio when they said, well, you guys, and he said, well, there are women here, too. If you're from the Northeast and you say guys, you mean women, too. I mean, it's like a group of women can say to each other, you know, what do you guys want to do? I mean, it's just normal, but hey. But how do you are able to find and bring in local folks to, you know, who are chefs to help you do what you need to get done? Because 7,000 meals a day is not being prepared by three people, huh?
No, and it's having that local network and it's word of mouth, but it's also doing interviews like this where somebody maybe
gotcha.
That's listening says, I just never thought I'd use my professional skills to do good with. I mean, chefs just don't realize that they can be mission workers, and they can answer the call in a disaster relief. So I'm sure if there's a chef out there that's excited about using his or her talents to help people that have lost everything, we'll be getting a phone call.
Yeah, that's super. Well, we're actually heard in North Carolina, and the owner of the station's name is Lanny, and I love this guy, and he's a dog person. We're doggy people at our house, so I felt bonded to him the first minute that I ever talked to him. But happily, we have so many stations coast to coast between our two shows. We reach 11.5 million listeners on radio, and we're heard available to the 90 million subscribers of iHeartRadio. So while we're talking, I'm going to see if I can pull up the station that we're heard on. It's in Asheville, North Carolina. And maybe there is somebody listening there that would be interested in joining whatever it is you do to make the magic for people in need. So is
that'd be great. Well, actually, one of our volunteer chefs that just arrived today is from Asheville. So
ask him if he listens to Travel with Stephanie Abrams, and if he doesn't,
I will
become a fan in the future. We'll let you know, you know, what the station is as well, and I'm going to have to memorize that one. There are very few that I can remember. Thankfully, we have so many. It's a tough list to put to memory. Is there a final message you'd like to leave with our listeners?
We just appreciate everybody caring for the folks here in North Carolina, all the prayers and good wishes that have gone out. The folks here really have had a hard time. I mean, there is so much flooding, and there's so much work to do here in eastern North Carolina. Please don't forget about the folks here in the next week.
Yeah, no kidding. And your website is? Leave out the W's.
It's mercychefs.com, and there's information on there on how you can volunteer with us or how you can support us.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate your taking time when I know how busy you are dealing with this disaster. And God bless you and the folks you're working with. You really, truly do the work of angels.
Thank you so very much. We're proud to do it.
Yeah, and a big shout out to WZGM Biz 1350 in Asheville, North Carolina. We hope that the rain, the water, the rivers aren't doing that job they're doing elsewhere in North Carolina to you. So stay safe, stay dry, stay happy and healthy, everybody. We need you to be listening. Gotta fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.